We begin with Tzad Deshmaya, Chelik Dal, the Mishnah Berurah. Let's continue Hilchos Shabbos, obviously related to the next part of Chelik Dal, which goes into Hilchos Erevin, but it's all part of Hilchos Shabbos. Stav Kov Tzadik Vav Med Aleph, Simen Shin Mem Hei, Din Arbor Shuiz B'Shabbos Aloch of four domains of Shabbos, but you see from this 19 paragraphs. Sif Aleph, Siz Mechabe, Arbor Shuiz L'Shabbos. There's four domains for Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, the private domain, Rosh Hashanah, public domain, Carmelis, Pirush. Says the parentheses, Rach, Mol. Carmelis is Mol and Rach in the word. What does that mean? Loilach, Beloyovich. It's not moist, it's not dry. Elabain, it's something in the middle. That's Rach, Mol. It's like something soft that can be crumbled. It's not totally liquid, is not totally solid. The Elbein needs something in the middle. Hachinami here also, it's a term for this domain called Carmelis. Levishos Yochad, it's not a private domain. If you say Lamechitzik, it doesn't have any partitions. But at the same time, Levishos Ram, it's not a public domain. Shein Demla Digli Midbrook is not similar to the encampment they had in the desert, which we learn that all the halacha of Hashab is from. The lovely Luchli Ram Avida, because it's not meant for a public venue, says Rashi. And says Mechavah, the fourth domain is a Mokum Tur and exempt area. So says the Mishnah Berurah first, Abba Shreiz Rechul, he says, Arkham Lazak Tama Kitzari. He said, I'm going to first give a small introduction. Who and that is as follows. In Yitzah, Mishus Lashos, carrying out from one domain to another domain, of Mechlal Shar Malachis is included from the category of other Malachis. Shas HaTor Lazo B'yam HaShabbos, the Torah says, B'binu B'dan on the day of Shabbos. Who Kuchal Gufi Torah Shem Shul Mashem Sinai, it's like all the text of the Torah that were given over to Moshe from Sinai. Sages brought a proof for this also from the pasuk. The Sibbe said in the pasuk, "It's on Moshe." Moshe commanded, "But beer kol b'machne," and they put out the voice in the camp. Ish ve'isha, man and woman, al yasu oid malach al chumas hakodesh. No one should do any more work for the elevation for the holiness of the donated to the mishkan. They call it amavi, so the people stop bringing. So amu we see that vav l'kol echad mishusai, that the bringing of everyone from his camp, which is a private house, is his private domain, Rishus and Shal Maisha, to the domain of Maisha, which is where everyone brought the donation, Shal Rishus and Rabim, that was considered the public domain, Nisha Ayy Rab Matsun Shem, because everyone would be there by the God Ladover, by Maisha Benu, Rubacha Malacha. That's the Pasuk is saying, is that's a Malacha, don't bring, that carrying is going to be considered as a Malacha, that's a Rambam in the beginning of Perikid Base. More than the same thing is, Das Lahachnas, Mishus Rab, Mishus Yach, they now let it bring in from the street, from the public domain, into the private domain, to the person's house. There's also a third domain, Shishmai Carmelis, Shayna Bakal Rishram, which is not included in the public domain. It's just not a private domain. Shayna Machitza, because it doesn't have partitions, it doesn't have walls, like the Allah of a private domain. Kumavur, Basabidal, like we'll see later on Sabidal. I mean, I tell you, from biblical Allah, Mutlach, this light to me, you're allowed to carry into and from it to a private domain, but the Shazram, and to a public domain. But the sages made it forbidden, that one should not come to permit through this. It might be confused with taking from a private domain to a public domain. Not everyone so well versed in halachas mechitzas, and they might not realize the differences between the Carmelis and these two other domains. Yes, there's also a fourth domain, that's called an exempt area. We'll see later on at the end of the siman. And it's permitted to carry in and out initially from it, which is Ram, to a private domain or to a public domain. We'll see in the next siman. So he said this for Rishoyis, which is Ram, Carmelis, which parentheses said it means Rachmol. Pirish Carmel akasaba Torah, meaning when the Torah mentions Carmel, which in a totally different context, just talking about regarding grain. It means something that's crushed by hand, meaning because it's not totally soft, it gets squashed, and it's not totally dry, which cannot be crushed. When you roll it with the hand, it gets totally soft. That's a carbonated name of the Aruch, and they explain to Yerushalmi, that's this third domain, which is somewhere in the middle. Sif Beis says Mechabeis. Let's consider a private domain. Malkam and Mokam Machitzes. It's an area surrounded with partitions. Gevoyes is our Tvachim. That's 10 Tvachim high. The Yeshba with 10 handbreadths, not so high. The Yeshba about Tvachim, all about Tvachim. and it has an area of 4x4 tvachim square or yaiser or more, that's considered Rosh Hashanah. Same thing is depth. B'chein charetz amak asar, you have a ditch that's 10 tvachim deep. B'rochav arba al arba, and it's 4x4 wide. That's already Rosh Hashanah. B'chein tel gevur asar, let's say you have a pile, a mound of earth, or anything, and it's 4x4 wide. These are different areas considered as Rosh Hashanah. Some say to be 4x4, it has to also have it and its hypotenuse and the diagonal. Commercial is barley, kamalik, explained around Simish Ram Tess. That's a great Sashri in the first paragraph of Shabbos, and Tayson Erevind of Nunal. Says Mishbur, Sibkat and Bays. What's Rosh Hashanah? It's an area Hamuk of Machitz is surrounded with partitions. Number Simon Shinsam Gimel Yizbar will explain the Mitzvah and Shinsam Gimel Kamachitz Tzok Sheishem. How many partitions have to be there? Void Kam Prod Menzeh, and also many different details regarding this. Simkat and Gimel. So it has to be surrounded an area of Vyesh Barbah Tvacha Bechulu. And the area has to have 4x4 Tvacha. So Hine, he says, Misif Yutes Muchach. From the last sif in this simon, sif yutes is obvious. You have to have between the partitions chalal arba al arba, an airspace of 4x4 tefachim. Although on, let's say, from the perimeter, if you included the wall, it would be 4x4. That's not enough. The airspace in between the walls has to be 4x4. That's a halachic opinion of most paiskim. Which is Sharat Zinois, Aleph brings this from the Magen Avraham, and even though the Tassim Khan Pays is pushing himself to equate the pin of the Rambam with Tyson the Rush, says it was missing from the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam in the beginning of the Shabbos. It's obvious explicitly over there that the airspace itself has to be 4x4, says the Chemin Moshe. Now, continues Mishnah Berurah, he says, Yesh Mirushim Mishakas, so the R from the earlier ones, from the Rishim that they write, the Gam Oiv Mechitzim Mustafa Lashem said that even the thickness of the walls, they also combine for this measurement. Well, you Rabbi Hik Mishim Arashba, okay, I got the Isaac of Gabriel Lachamas, also the brother Ramban of Lachamas, Lachalik bin Yizet, to differentiate regarding this. The Mechitzes Ovis, thick partitions, Shadroila, Nechma Maladava Gabayim, where it's fit to put on top of those walls, because they're
actually on the area on top of them, or the Shtamisham, and to utilize the area over there, then it's terrible for Evi Mechal, Lashirazet. Then the thickness combines with the cavity for this measurement. Kimichiro Lashtamisham, so that could be considered one Risha Sayachit, because the area on top is like a mound. So you could utilize it. So then it'll be Rishas Yochad. But if not, Emet Sarv, then it does not combine. My Machrin says, "Kima, look at the later authorities that they agree." Chol said that this all in Shehi Nikroshim Rishas Yochad Alayv Mechitzim Amala regarding that should be considered the name of a private domain on the thickness of the walls up above. Avlein Chol Shabatoich Mechitzim regarding the cavity that's within the walls. The Kol Emel Nikroshim Yochad. Everyone that's not considered, it's not called a private domain. Kol Manchin B'Chalol Arba Aba. If you don't have in the cavity, airspace of Dal Dal. Skip cotton doubt, and we said not only in regular space, but b'chein charetz b'chulah so to in depth, etc. B'chein tel and so to in height, a mound b'chulah, etc. What then? Same thing says Mishbur Amud Gaboy Asar Tvachim. You could have a beam that's 10 tvachim high, b'rach v'abal arba, and it's 4x4 tvachim wide. Which because of this all affiliate and Mishra's Ram is very common. You could have a beam that could be like a mailbox, something that's 10 tvachim high is not necessarily so high. What is it already? You know, it's between 2 and 3 feet height, and a foot square area, and so it's very easy that I feel like it's in the street. Like we'll see later on, that could already be the Isur Daraisa of Itzah from taking it up on top of that beam to the street. Sivkot and Hey, that sort of the mound is Gevay Asar B'chulu is 10 Tvachim high, etc. And 4x4. But if the mound, the pile, or the partitions in chutz masar tefachim are less than 10 tefachim, afshim rechavim haba, although they're very wide, lavar shasayachru, that would not qualify for a private domain. Vein tzuch shi yatel zaka begaiva. Now it doesn't have to be that the mound has to be a vertical wall straight up. Elafilu meshuba, even if it's on a slope. If it gathers to a height of 10 tfachim, mitoch shipur av amas from a slope of within 4 amas, avakilu zok of kul, it's as if it's all straight up. Now, when it's in the height of 10 tfachim, that's the area that you know, you'd be able to visualize what's the area of 4x4 with the 10 tfachim high. That will be Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gemara and Daf Kuf. Sivkot and Vav. The Ramah brought a yesh aimim that says that it's not enough to be 4x4, it has to be hin balach soinen. it and its hypotenuse, its diagonal. K'moshim Baruch Hu, like I explained later on, Shemem Tes, right? So what he means to say is like this. K'moshim, just like over there, regarding a different era of halacha, regarding the violation of carrying four amas in the public domain. It's actually not enough to carry just dal amas. You have to carry dal amas with the diagonal, meaning you're only violating if actually you carry five and three fifths of an amma, because it's four amas when it's on a diagonal, which is greater. So in our context, regarding being called a private domain, this sheet to hold in the Rishas Yachad, it's not called a private domain, that's Yashir, Reichav Abar Tvachim, until you have the measurement of a width of four Tvachim, Imalak Sein, with its diagonal. Because then, Bo'il Yachad, Chemisha Tvachim, Shleshu Chemisha Tvachim, that'll be for a total of five and three-fifths of a Tvach, which the Sharetzin Ha'izvav brings, that is five Tvachim and three-fifths of a Tvach by five Tvachim and three-fifths of a Tvach, squared, but you know, in a circle would be sufficient. So, but says the Mishnah, "Behinei Levush Hishmet Hayeshem Zemechibur." The Levush totally omits this Yeshem from his compilation. My male Rabbi, because look at the Rabbi that he writes that Shiyofa also Shishmite. He did very well that he omitted it. Ki rakta sichada, because it's just an individual opinion. All the early authorities disagree on this. It's really they all hold demurak abal abal maruba. If it's just 4x4 squared, it's considered a private domain. But like don't come on some shemim test. It's not comparable to that simon and shemim test. Lein havars arba amas b'shoshan regarding carrying dalar amas im shasurabim. I ain't sham look over there. That's a different halacha. Chenagrad docha yeshem and zem halacha. So the Bolingoyim rejects this. This Yeshem from Halacha because of Gamkin, he also writes, the Leidomel come on Simshim test is not comparable to that Halacha, but the Ein Shem look over there, which the Sharetzi and Ezayin says, because the other reason is the way Rashi explains Nerim and Abnon Alf, I'm an Aleph, and Dibre Maschalim also in look over there, which, what does he say over there? So the Dirshu number 8 says, that there he explains that this halacha, that the measurement of the space regarding Shabbos is dal ramas with dal achsoinen, is learned out from the Levite cities, the Megrashi Halavim, and we learn over there that yeah, the area had to have these corners. In other words, that the area should be dal ramas by dal ramas, and regarding carrying dal ramas and shusram, it's not applicable to give corners only by adding on to the measurement of the diagonal of four amas, that is, that a person achayv until he carries 5 3/5 of an amma. Regarding the shear of a space that should be considered Rishas Yachad, that's enough with 4x4 Tvachim, and you don't have to add on the shear of a Dalach Soinan. You do have, by 4x4, the diagonal has that measurement. So therefore they disagree with this Yashem. Siv Gimel. Ksalim Hamakif Rishas Yachad. Regarding the walls that surround a private domain, Al Gabeim, on top of the walls, Rishas Yachad is considered a private domain. Nafil in Recham Arba, even if the walls themselves are not 4 Tvachim wide. Says Mishru Sibkat Zayin, Ksalm Hamakif Mishas Yachad, regarding the walls that surround a private domain. Ritzalem, what it means to say, Shal Deag Ksalm, through the walls, Nasa Chosh Bevnim, the airspace from within becomes Rishas Yachad. So then the walls themselves are considered Rishas Yachad, Sibkat Nches, Afal Ein Rechav Ma'arba, Ritzalem, what it means to say, Shal Evi Ksalm, that the thickness of the walls, Ein Rechav Abin Arba Tvachim, is not a thickness of 4 Tvachim, Kishir Rishas Yachad, meaning to say, like we said, like if you had like some type of fire hydrant that has its own dimensions, it's Rishas Yachad. The walls themselves don't have those dimensions. But Falach, even so, yes, Shem Rishas Yachad, that is going to have the name of a private domain, Gam al Avim Melmala, also on the thickness of the walls from above. But the reason is, the Kim Shem Oisim, like the Hek Vishalem, since they're making through their enclosure, Esachosh Abatechah, and the airspace from within Rishas Yachad, a private domain, so Kavachema, all the more so, Shem Asman, you Rishas Yachad, Beshoah, they themselves are going to be considered as a Rishas Yachad, which Sharetzin Oisim brings this from the Gemara. That was Toma, where the airspace from within is a width of 4x4 with besides the mechitzes, because if it's not, and only in combination with mechitzes, that's a machlekes between the poiskim, if the walls combine to the airspace to make it into Rishas Yachad, the way we wrote in Mishmura, Ois Gimel. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one, besides the interpretation of Carmel that the Mishmura brings, that that's the source of Carmelis, we find other interpretation of what Carmel is. Rashi Mesach Shabbat Avi Gimel explains that it's Loshon of Ya'aruba Carmeloi. That is, that it's not a space where people walk, and it's also not meant for the area of a private domain. Number two, you have the Rambam Pirshu Mishnayos, that he explains Loshon of Carmelis. Carmelis in Aramaic is a widow. She's not a virgin, but she's not a Bu'ul Lebavah. She's not married. It's like somewhere in the middle of the way. That's how the Ran writes over there. There's number two. The Mishmur had said that the Ramban is differentiates regarding this, that when the walls are thick, Meaning, so Dishra 2 brings actually from Bava Chamas, it means when the walls are strong. That's what it means that it's thick. Dish number 3, the Chaznish writes, Allah would seem the sheet of most place is that the thickness of the walls do combine with the share of Dal by Dal Tfachim. Look over there that he wonders on the Mishnah Berurah. Dish number 4, the reason that the airspace is not considered a Shusha Yachid, where he said if it doesn't have a halal of Dal Adalad, why doesn't have the Allah of Chayr Shusha Yachid? We'll see later on Shulchan Aruch of Dal, like the holes of a private domain, even though it's a hole of the top of the wall that's considered Rishus Yachid. The Chaznish explains in two ways. Number one, this that the top of the wall is considered as Rishus Yachid is only because you could put a thick board in it and utilize the ear on top of that. Now, if you're utilizing in this form, you can't utilize the ear space inside of it. So therefore, you cannot consider the places within the walls as the hole of the top of the wall because it's not secondary to it. However, this interpretation is not so resolved, only if you can explain that the reason of the top of the wall is Rishus Yachid because you're able to put a wide bar in there and utilize it over there, as I say later on. Number two, halacha chayv Rishus Yachid, like the holes in the private domain that considered secondary to Rishus Yachid, is only said when the primary utility is in the Rishus Yachid itself. For example, holes in the walls of a house. Then the holes are secondary to Rishus Yachid. But here it's possible that the utility in the ear spaces between the walls is considered the primary utility more than what utilized the ear on top of the wall in such a way. So you can't have the primary, which is the ear space within, tuffle to the aray, to the walls. That even if the wall is Rishus Yachid, you can't consider the ear space within secondary to that. Now, in a way, that the thickness of the walls is more than the area of the ear space, that the area on top of them is considered to be the bona fide Rishus Yachid, even without the reason that you could put a board on them and utilize it. And even if the walls are weak, until it's not possible to put on them a board. And so in this situation, the air spaces between the walls are considered as Chayv Rishus Yachid, according to both interpretations, because according to the first interpretation, that the top of the wall is considered as Rishus Yachid only because you could put on it a wide board and utilize the area on top of that. And you use in that function, then you can't utilize the area inside. Here, it's possible to utilize the holes when you're utilizing the thickness of the walls, and so to according to the second interpretation, that the holes are the primary utility, and they're not bottled to the utility that's on top, in the way that the Eimin Merubah, that what's blocked off is more, so the primary utility is above, and the air space that's within the walls is secondary to them, and therefore it is considered as a Chayr Rishus Yachid, it actually would be considered Rishus Yachid for that reason. Dish number 5, that if the ditch is not 10 Tvachim deep, and around it you have this like border around the pit, that supplements it to be 10 tvachim, later on Shin and Dal, Mishnah Berurah writes, and Shin Samach Beis, that it's Rishus Yachid because since the height of the earth around the top combines to the ditch, so you have Mechitza of 10 tvachim. However, that's specifically by the ear space of the ditch. But on top of the Chulya, the border that's on the above ground itself, Chaznish brings Machlikas Rishonim, if that's considered Rishus Yachid. Pinya Tosim Masech L'Shabbat of Tzadik Tez is that the place does not become Rishus Yachid only if it's separated in its height 10 Tvachim from Rishus Rabim, and therefore the place that's on top of the earth above ground is not considered Rishus Yachid. Pinya Rashi Ben Ritvan Even Afan Chaz that if the Cholya is higher than Rishus Rabim around the 3 Tvachim, it is Rishus Yachid. Regarding the Halacha Shachnach Liran Simchan Shin Samachal and the Biar Grob, but it sounds like that Halacha is like the Rashi Ben Ritva. Over Prima Godim, you see that he passed like Tosis. Now, in a way that if the Chulia is not 3 Tvachim above the ground of Rishus Rabim that's around it, Sharatin writes later on Sim Shin and Dal, that according to all opinions, the area is considered that's above over there, above ground, is considered Rishus Rabim. Dish number 6, the Mishnah Berurah had said that if it gathers to a height of 10 Tvachim within a slope of 4 Amas, it's like as if it's totally erect, like its walls. Now, the slope of Dalar Amas you can measure in two ways. Number one, you measure the length of the slope of the mound, and after you reach a height of 10 after you reach to a distance of 4 amas, then you see, did it elevate 10 tvachim from the ground? Or number two, you measure 4 amas in a straight aerial line above the mound, and you see if where Dalar Amas ends, do you have a height of 10 tvachim? Now, in such a way that the slope of the mound will be more than Dalar Amas. So it comes out that if you're gonna say that you measure the slope itself, then you have to have a sharper angle so that you end the Dalar Amas of the slope, it should have a height of the mound of 10 tvachim. And if you measure in the aerial and like this line in the ear, then it's enough a slope that's a little bit less sharp. Now we find regarding this machlekes apaisin pinder ritvon the goyin Yaakov and Ervin is that you measure the slope of the mound, and that's what sounds like in Loshon Shachanoch later on Simchan Tzadik Tes, and that's the opinion of the Tshuvas Maralbach, and he proved this from Rashi, and that's what sounds like from the words of Mishbur later on Simchan Shin Samach Gimel Shatzin over there Mishbur Simchan Samachay. However, the Markevus of Mishnah is metayik from the words of the Rambam that you measure like a line in the ear, and that's what the Aras Samech writes, explained the opinion of the Yerushalmi, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Zachos, that's brought in Tshuvas Maralbach, and that's the opinion also of the Chazon Ish. Dish number 7. To qualify the partitions of a mound because of what is it considered as a mechitza, we find machlikas achrein. The opinion of the Shari Tzion, that the mechitzas of a mound, of a pile, is the straight area that's behind the slope. That is, you see the angle as if it's not there. Of the Chaznish writes that the opinion of achrein is not like the Shari Tzion, that's a written mishul later in Sun Samach Gimel, named achreinim, that a bridge is mabatal mechitza. Pinner number 2, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik on the Rambam, that the mechitza of a tail is like steps that gather from the whole mountain together. However, meaning from every space, a little bit of the height that's in it. He explains over there that the halacha of mechitza b'shus hayachid is in the schadish, that you could combine the mechitza from many places. Pinner chaznish is that the whole surface of the mound is considered like a mechitza that's standing on the slope. And what was introduced in the halacha of tel is that you don't need to have a straight partition, even on the angle it's considered a mechitza. Chaznish over there explains l'shutasei that only if above there's straight ground that is a width of 4x4 tvachim or an area of that measurement, that the slope over there is less than this angle of this mound that gathers, then you have on that area halacha b'shus hayachid. If the slope continues to be that it gathers 10 tefachim with a length of a dalal amis, that's considered like a straight wall. And if someone throws over there, it's halacha like throwing an object in b'shus rabim, and it sticks to the wall on top of the wall of 10 tefachim high. That's a makam pot up tur. However, according to the pirush of the Shari Tzion, the mechitza tail is a straight area behind the slope. If that's the case, so above the area where it already elevated the mound 10 tefachim, that would be considered that slope Teresh HaSiyachim, and that's also according to the Pirsha of Chaim Soloveitchik. Now regarding the area, that the slope of the mound that before reaches the height of 10 tefachim, the Be'er Halacha writes a letter in Shin and Beis and Chaznish that if the tail is standing in Rosh HaSiyachim, according to Ramban and Nidvah, that's Rosh HaSiyachim. According to Tyson Rashba, it's a Karmelis. Only if it's an area that people generally, you know, adjust their loads on, that then it's Rosh HaSiyachim. A mechitza that is bent and it's standing in a slope, Chaznish writes that if the slope gathers a height of 10 tefachim within Dalar Amas, as halacha like a mechitza, from the halacha of Tel Mislak. However, elsewhere, he writes that even if you don't have the mechitza been gathering 10 tefachim within Dalar Amas, if it is a way, in a way that's not possible, that the stepping would nullify it from its the height of its slope. For example, let's say it's a fence that's standing on the angle that you can't have the top of the ground that to be able to continue over there, then it is considered like a mechitza. There's your number. Wait, we saw that. There's your number 9. The reason why you can't consider the area that's on top of the walls of the Rosh HaYachid, because you could put on top of the walls a wide board and utilize the air over there, as we said previously in Stifkot and Gimel. Prima Gun writes in Taizer Shabbos that Menoizer, that you don't say this rule only in the area where the walls are close and near one to the other, not when they're distant one from the other. That's the Chazon Ish writes, and the source of his words are from the words in Taizer Sogat of Daf Dalma Beis, and the Gittin Tav Tesvav Beis. Now, the reason why it's not possible to consider the area that's on top of the walls of Shus Yachad from the halacha of Chayvir Shus Yachad, like the holes in Shus Yachad, that is the areas that are close to Shus Yachad, that the people from the private domain utilize that area, like it's secondary. That's the Tesin Shabbat of Tzadik Tes explains that's not convenient for people of a private domain to utilize the area that's on top of the wall, and it's not considered as the area that they utilize. However, by a mound that's 5 tefachim high, and then on top of that you have mechitzah of 5 tefachim high, Chaznish writes that it's possible that it is considered Shus Yachad on top of the wall, also from the halacha of Chayvir Shus Yachad, because it's possible that what Tosfos writes, that it's not convenient to utilize the area there, is only when the wall is 10 tefachim high from Shus Yachad. But if it's not 10 tefachim high, because you already elevated 5 tefachim and then you have 5 tvachim wall, it is coming to utilize, and maybe would be considered as chayrish hazayachim. There's number 10, a mound that's 5 tvachim high, and you have on it a mechitza 5 tvachim high, chaznish, right, that's considered on top of the mechitza, which is a yachid, even though you don't have in the thickness of the walls 4 tvachim, because also in such a situation, you could say the kapuchem there, if others, in other words, within the mechitza, on top of the mound, this mechitza is effective to consider the area of shesu yachid for itself, which is on top of the mechitza itself, of course you're going to say it. Now, even according to Taisa that we brought previously in the Sivkot and Dal, that holds that an area that doesn't become a shesu yachid only if it's separated in its height 10 tvachim of shesu ram, and the kapuchem is effective only in a way that you don't need the width of the area 4 tvachim on top of the wall. However, by a mechitza that's on a mound, that the area that's on top of the mechitza separate 10 tefachim and shesu ram, then it is Rosh Hashanah because of kavuchem, and then you don't need to have that the area is 10 tefachim from within. There's number 11, any area that's surrounded by three walls has lach like Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, according to most Paiskim. We'll see later on Tzivkot and Hayat, Shabbos writes, that on top of the walls, it's considered Rosh Hashanah in the Torah because of the kavuchemah.